Good morning, Cody Shamble here with you, and I'm joined by the City Administrator for Prairie du Chien, Chad Abram, and we were talking about a couple of City Council meetings you guys had this past week, back-to-back days.
Yeah, we had one Tuesday night as well as Wednesday night, so Tuesday was the regular meeting, Wednesday was a special meeting, then was a public hearing on the budget.
Gotcha.
So we can talk about Tuesday night if you'd like first, Cody.
Yes, let's start with Tuesday night, talking about the 2023 budget surplus.
Yeah, so we had a new auditing firm this year that we received from... through RFPs, requests for proposals, and we did come back with a surplus again this year, which is beneficial for the city, was around $270,000 in the surplus after 2023. But we have a policy that's set up, Cody, that allocates that money to certain things. So one is 40% goes to compensated absences until it reaches $200,000. So somebody says, what are compensated absences? Because you probably don't know.
No.
Compensated absences, what that does is if tomorrow I decide to retire.
Okay.
Okay. I have vacation built up, time off, sick leave. That's what we use to pay out the employees.
Okay.
When they leave under the out of compensated absences. Those doesn't hit the general fund budget.
Gotcha.
So set up an account there for when people retire.
Mm-hmm.
It's been used in the recent past. I mean, Dan Tittlebach recently retired. Randy Ludwig. Recently retired. He's most recently Randy Ludwig, and we use some of that compensated absences. Because of that, we only had to put 36,000 of that 40% into compensated absences. We're back up to 200,000.
Okay.
So that's one of the line items. The second one is we put 10% into stormwater fund. So most of the stormwater projects that we do in the city, Cody, are probably along with a street project. So it's probably a capital borrowing, like the roundabout projects.
Okay.
Okay, the roundabout project in 2026 at Wisconsin and Iowa streets. If there's any storm water, that'll be put in at that time as far as our capital borrowing. This is for like if Nick wants to clean out a French drain or run a storm or do something within a smaller section of the city, there's funds for the street department to use that.
Okay.
That storm water fund. The next is 30% goes to vehicle equipment or vehicle and equipment replacement fund. So we're not going to probably ever have enough in there to buy a fire truck or a dump truck because those are very, very heavy ticket items,
mm-hmm.
right? A good example of what we've used the vehicle and equipment replacement fund for, one was recently we had a furnace go down at City Hall. It was about a $15,000 to $16,000 bill to replace that furnace. It was actually an AC furnace, you know, the rooftop,
yeah, the unit.
Rooftop
yep.
unit.
Yeah, yep. yeah.
And so we used that, the finance committee approved using some fundings from the vehicle equipment replacement fund to pay for that cost so it doesn't affect the general fund.
Gotcha.
Okay. So we put 30% of that surplus in there. We put 20% in our reserve account up to $75,000 a year. So this year, 20% was only $54,000. But the reserves are, we call it a rainy day fund. Okay, we don't like to dip in reserves. We don't mm-hmm. dip in reserves that I'm aware of since I've been here. We have not dipped into reserves. But it's there in case there is a catastrophe and we need it, so the money is there. And then what we did new this year is when Tina and I were working on the budget and we know we have some big capital projects coming up, one, the public safety center, a couple road projects, we said, why don't we tweak that resolution and let's put a percentage of it to debt payments.
Okay.
Okay. So now what we're going to do is everything's going to go towards these fund items, but now anything remaining is going to go to a debt reserve fund. So basically when we get to the budget next year in the summer of 25, you know, okay, what are our debt payments this year going to be like? And instead of increasing our debt, let's pay some of it off with using some of this debt fund. So both of these are the surplus and the resolution with the changes, putting them in the debt fund. It's all been approved. It was all approved on Tuesday night at the Common Council meeting. A lot we just discussed, but the meeting was about 12 minutes long.
Perfect. It works there. And then Wednesday, you got back together to talk about the 2025 budget.
Yeah, so that was the 2025 public hearing on the budget. And I've spoke with Lori before on a council recap. The finance committee met on several occasions. One occasion was almost a 4.5-5 hour meeting. We had to get our budget down under the expenditure restraint. So if we go over the expenditure restraint, we lose our supplemental aid from the state.
Okay.
Okay. And we rely on that supplemental aid. So we had to get down to 0.39%. And so we had to cut over $300,000 out of the budget. So it was a difficult task. We got very creative. I give kudos to the Vicki Waller, Andy Ringgold, Nate Bremer and Nick Gilbert's on the, or Nick Creary, excuse me, on the finance committee. And of course, Tina and Kyle Tenor, he was at that meeting as well. We got creative and we were able to get it under that that percentage that we want to, as we still got our state aid. So last night was the public hearing. Everybody always asks, well, what's the wages for next year? Well, everybody got a 3%. Okay, the employees across the board, minus the police officers that are still in their bargaining unit. They have a separate bargaining unit, but all the other employees, from myself all the way down, is 3% across the board for 2025. The biggest increase for our budget this year, and it probably is for everywhere, was health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Our health insurance costs went up. And so, unfortunately, that's where we had to find ways to get creative because of the health insurance. And, you know, it's critical. You
right.
know, there's people out there that don't have health insurance. I could never imagine not having health insurance. So, you know, I'm very fortunate that I have health insurance through my wife, actually, at the clinic. But for the employees to have that health insurance is nice. So, yes, the cost went up. We even shopped around a little bit, Tina and I did, and nobody could give us a three-year guarantee. We're in the state plan right now, Cody. So if you leave the state plan, you have to be out for 3 years.
Gotcha.
So it's like, is it worth the gamble, the risk
right.
for a 1 year? And it really wasn't a big savings for 1 year because who knows what happens next year.
Right.
They're through the roof, and then we're scrambling.
The fact you're locked in is peace of mind.
Let's stay with the state plan. Those rates may come down next year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they fluctuate from year to year. So it was nice to stay locked in. And then we got, every department had to cut some money out of it. And every department worked well with us. Kudos to all the department heads that said, you know what, okay, I can take a little bit of a hit here in order to save the budget as a whole. But overall, the budget was passed last night at the public hearing. So if anybody has questions on the budget, because tax bills will be coming out soon. And that's the biggest question is taxes. You know, what are my taxes? And the city's mill rate actually went down.
Okay.
So our portion went down. It's still the most that you pay because you're a city resident. But if you look at the comparables that will come in your tax bill, it shows 2020 to 2024. In a lot of cases, you're paying less than you were in 2020 for this year in taxes. Last year was everybody got a reprieve where it was just the school district cut so much and it was just a drop. And this year, everything is back to normal. We also reassessed, okay? So your house got reassessed. But most taxes are very similar to what they were in 2022, now in 2024. But yeah, the budget was approved. It'll come out with your tax bill. If you have any questions, if you want a copy of it, feel free to stop at City Hall, Cindy, or Megan, or Tina, or Lisa, or I, who's ever around, will get a copy to somebody.
Sounds good. So a couple productive meetings there, back-to-back days, and
yeah.
getting some stuff done, ready to move on into the new year.
We got one meeting left this year, so we'll have there'll be a few items on there, but we're looking forward to next year. You know, Pizza Ranch is coming. They're coming.
How's the feedback been on that?
Really, really positive.
Awesome.
Really positive. And, you know, there's a lot of rumors, and I shouldn't, you know, a lot of rumors about Taco Bell. Let's just talk about Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. Oh, they can't get employees. That's not true. Okay, it's not true. They're waiting for their occupancy permit. I know this because they called Cassie, and Cassie said, well, you have to call the Bridgeport because that's in the township.
Okay? Right,
it's
right,
not
right.
the city. So it's not the lack of employees. But, yeah, I talked to Bjorn, the owner, this week, actually. He's excited. We're getting ready to close on the property. We're waiting for the CSM, the Certified Survey Map, to come back from the state. Once that's done, the Plan Commission will approve it. It'll go to council, and hopefully be closed by the end of January on that property. And looking forward to a great build in the spring. And Nate Gilbert, who you guys know at this radio station, has got some good feedback from a potential sporting goods store over there as well. So
awesome.
Wait and see.
Good to hear. Good to hear. Glad to hear it. The City Administrator Chad Abram talking with us here and talking about a couple meetings from this past week. And Chad, we'll look forward to another recap here in a couple weeks.
Sounds good.